Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Boston city councilors are preparing to debate the safety of Boston University's biolab. That's where BU hopes to soon begin long-delayed research on some highly infectious diseases. WBUR's Dolores Handy attended a community meeting that came in advance of a city council hearing on a proposed ordinance to block the lab's high-level research.
Biosafety Level 4 labs do research on some of the world's deadliest diseases, including Ebola, for which there's currently no treatment. For years, Boston University has planned to do that research at its seven-story fortress-like structure, the National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories, or NEITL. Now, the Boston City Council is jumping into the long-standing debate over the lab.
I'm actually not saying that this science and what is happening here is invalid. It is absolutely, absolutely valid.
Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson speaking at a community meeting last night. He's one of the sponsors of the ordinance to prohibit Level 4 research at the NEITL, which is in the South End, part of his district. He questions the lab's location in such a densely populated neighborhood that already carries a lot of environmental burdens.
The question I have is, where should it happen? What's that?
That was a flip remark. I'm sorry.
Yep.
The meeting grew tense with that profane remark by Robert Timmerman. He's a member of the BioLab's Community Liaison Committee, which meets monthly to keep residents informed.
Do you have a question?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what this man just said. What did you say?
That was Claire Allen, a vocal opponent of the BioLab.
Research, yes, is important, and we can't deny that it isn't. But we as a community do not want this laboratory that we have no control over, that no one in Boston has ever ran before.
BU cleared a major hurdle last fall when a federal judge gave the go-ahead for the BioLab to do Level 3 and 4 research. The university is in the process of transferring Level 3 research on tuberculosis from one of its labs on the medical campus to the NEITL. But a lawsuit from opponents is still pending in state court.
Level 4, we are awaiting a state court decision and a final review by the Boston Public Health Commission.
Steve Bergay is Senior Vice President for External Affairs at Boston University.
Once those reviews are done, we would have the ability to move ahead to seek grants to do Level 4 research down the road.
Mayor Marty Walsh went on record during his campaign last year saying that as mayor, he would oppose biosafety Level 4 labs. The City Council Government Operations Committee is scheduled to hold a hearing April 16th on the ordinance to prohibit the high-level research. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.